Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. And he, Jesus, took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me." This is God's word. We often hear the saying that we are supposed to have faith like a child. And that's definitely a biblical way of talking, isn't it? I mean, we heard that in our collect for the day today when we prayed, "Lord, grant us humility and childlike faith." But let me ask you this question. What does it mean to have childlike faith? Because what I think it means is probably different than what it actually means. I think that we think of childlike faith as being innocent and precocious and just blindly trusting without questioning things. Picture a child who says something bold at maybe a socially unacceptable time. I thought of about 5 or 6 examples I could use of my own children. I'm going to spare them today. I'm not going to throw them under the bus. Although last night when I was in Amasa, I did do it to one of them. I won't tell them which one. We think that being childlike is having this sort of wonderment and an innocent look at the world that we just don't have as adults. And I'm going to put to you this morning that that's not really what Jesus is talking about. We think of children as, I mean, think of it, we are in a culture that absolutely adores and loves children, even though we have a terrible epidemic of abortion and destruction of unborn children. By and large, especially in the church, we love kids. I mean, who doesn't want to see more and more children in the pews on Sunday morning, children in Sunday school after the service? We use kids to try and sell things. Even those pro-life billboards that are trying to promote the value of human life, they always put on it a beautiful baby. Or even advertising gets this, right? I mean, how many kids have been famous in commercials? Remember kids singing about B-O-L-O-G-N-A, right? Or, "Hey, Mikey, he likes it," right? The little kid who will kind of capture, "Oh, isn't that kid so cute," right? That's not exactly how, though, children were viewed in Jesus' day. To understand what it means to have faith like a child means we have to kind of transport our mindsets out of this 21st century culture into how they thought back then. In our gospel, Jesus says, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." He must be last of all. And then what does he do? He takes a child and puts it in front of them. The least of all. Because you see, that's how children were viewed in the first century. Now, I got to preface all of this by saying, I love my kids. Everyone knows I'm a proud father of all 3 of my children. But socially speaking, in the first century, children were at the very bottom of the social ladder. Right down there with lepers and prostitutes and tax collectors. They had very little value in the eyes of the community, and for good reason. Because children, by no fault of their own, just by their very nature of being children, require their parents for everything, especially a baby, especially a newborn, an infant, right? That child can do absolutely nothing for itself. It can only cry to signal to its parents, "I need you." It cannot feed itself. It cannot protect itself. It can't change its own poopy diapers. It needs someone to do everything for it. It is completely helpless. And so that's what it means to be least of all. To be childlike, to recognize that you are the very bottom. You have nothing of which you are capable to do yourself. The disciples on this occasion were arguing about who was the greatest among them. And Jesus, by taking a child and putting it in their midst, urges them to reorient their thinking. Instead of thinking, how am I the greatest? Think about, how am I the least? James said it in our epistle today, humble yourselves before the Lord. That word humble literally means to make yourself low, like a child, like the least among us. Now, don't get me wrong. People in the first century, they loved their children. They loved their children, and they did whatever was necessary to protect their children. But that was kind of the point. They were completely dependent upon someone outside of them to care for them. To anyone who doubts that a child is sinful, and there are those who deny that children need what is given in holy baptism, I think the sin of a child is evident from the moment it's born. Because there is nothing that exhibits the sin within us more than a baby. You know why? Because a baby has no concept of the commandment, honor your father and mother, does it? There is not a newborn who says, you know what? I've got a dirty diaper, but I'm going to let mom and dad sleep because I know they're really tired. You know it doesn't work like that. They are always me first. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm not happy. Me, me, me. They are the epitome of self-centered, selfish, narcissistic. They can't help it. I mean, this isn't to pick on children. This is to examine the reality of what it means to be like a child, to recognize you're dependent upon your father. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, Jesus said. And whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. On the occasion when Jesus spoke to his disciples in our text today, rather than focusing on their greatness, Jesus urged his disciples to view themselves as receivers, to receive himself who comes in his word, and by receiving Jesus, receiving the Father. That is what a child is best at. Now, after I've kind of taken a shot at children today, let me say that I think we as Christians need to learn from children and let them be our teacher this morning. Because a child knows all too well how to put out its hands and ask for things from its father and its mother. It knows how to receive. In fact, a child learns to trust in that as well from the very, very beginning of its life. That child is born and brought into this world. One of the very first acts of faith that a child exhibits is learning to trust in its mother's touch, its mother's warmth. The fact that mom feeds me and cares for me, eventually learns dad protects me and provides for me. Because a child learns that good things come from its parents. They learn to receive. You know, this is really what the Christian faith is all about. Receiving. It's not about who's the better one, who's greatest, who's a better Christian than other people. You know, we play that game too, right? We do it out there in the world. We do it in the church. We always are comparing ourselves to other people. drive in the parking lot at the school, you think, I'm driving a better car than that person, or I wish I was driving a car as nice as that person. We turn up our noses at the people who don't seem to be doing things the right way. That single mom maybe who's in the grocery store, she's got three little tykes with her and they're running all over the place, knocking stuff down off the shelves, and you think to yourself, geez, lady, keep your kids under control. Or in the church, when we look around and we think to ourselves, I do more than that person. I give more than that person. I'm a good Christian because I serve my church. I do this and this and this. And yet to that very mindset, to that very self-centered wickedness within each of us, Jesus says, if anyone must be first, he must be last. He must be a servant. Look to the children. You are a receiver of all the goodness your Father wants to give you. He who sent his own Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross and make you his dear child. He continues to pour out his love, his forgiveness, his compassion. And that is what the Christian life is about. Being a child with hands that receive what the Father has to give. He gives you love and you receive it. He gives you forgiveness and you receive it. He gives you eternal life and you receive it. He gives you his promise that Satan has been undone on your behalf and you receive it. You become childlike and receive what your Father longs to give you and what he continues to give you day in, day out, week in, week out, year after year, now and always. Jesus teaches us to be like children, to see the kingdom of God in the children among us. He has a way of giving these examples that allow us to see what the Christian life looks like. You know, there's another place I always find that there are great examples. I think you can actually learn a lot from, of course, football. I think there's a neat example that we learn on the football field about what Jesus is getting at today. I want to ask you, who are the prima donnas on the football team? Who are the most self-centered, vociferous, arrogant, just full of themselves players on the field? Wide receivers, right? They are. They're the ones that make the highlight reel plays, right? They make the fancy catches and they get on SportsCenter Top 10 and they capture everyone's imagination. How could someone be so athletic? And they let you know it too, don't they? They let you know how great they are. Like a disciple who argues who's the greatest among them all. And yet, you don't have to know much about football to know that every great receiver needs a quarterback who can get him the ball. If you don't have an Aaron Rodgers throwing to a Jordy Nelson. Well, Jordy Nelson doesn't have an Aaron Rodgers now, does he? Haven't heard much from him in the last few weeks, have we? If you don't have someone who can give to you, then how can you receive? You know, we tend to think of ourselves as sort of prima donna Christians, exalting ourselves, lifting ourselves up in comparison to others. Look at me, how great I am. But in order to be a receiver, you have to have a giver. And our Heavenly Father is that giver. He gives to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. And just like a quarterback, sometimes a pass will go errant or will be intercepted. No, you always know that your Father will deliver you what he has promised. His grace, his compassion, his forgiveness. Dear friends in Christ, be a child this morning and receive from your Father, who gives to you all he has, who pours out all his love on the cross of his Son, Jesus Christ, who in the wounds of his Son shows you the depth of his love for you. Receive his love and know that being like a child is not dependent on any quality you possess, but dependent upon the fact that you need your God for everything. And he gives it all to you for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.